Components of a QAPI program. Here we provide an overview of common components of a QAPI program. Note that these components and this discussion are based on the CMS's five elements of QAPI, but the principles are widely applicable. Tools and other ways to apply each component are addressed later in this section. After that, we present steps for implementing a QAPI program. Design and scope the QAPI program. A healthcare facility should have a written QAPI plan that is ongoing and active and adheres to the following principles. It uses the best available evidence to define and measure goals related to the quality of all systems of care in all departments within the facility. In particular, clinical care, quality of life, and patient choice are top areas of concern. These areas are also interrelated. Clinical interventions must be safe and of high quality while still enabling patients or their agents to maintain autonomy and choice in daily life. Govern and lead the QAPI program. The governing body for the healthcare facility and its top administrative leaders develop a culture that actively seeks stakeholder input related to QAPI opportunities/priorities. This includes helping staff feel comfortable reporting quality problems. Leaders set expectations for safety and quality and must balance these imperatives against patient-centered rights, choices, and the need for respect. Input from HCP, patients, and their representatives is sought to help find this balance. Governance of the QAPI involves designating one person to be accountable for the program, who in turn enables HCP to provide quality care, such as by arranging for HCP to have time to devote to quality improvement projects, providing equipment and technical training, and ensuring adherence to policy and procedure, even given staff turnover. Leverage data systems, gather feedback, and monitor the QAPI program. The healthcare facility must leverage or acquire data systems capable of proactively monitoring care and services. Data systems need a process for evaluating and prioritizing improvement opportunities. This includes collecting feedback from HCP and patients or patient representatives, as well as performance monitoring data for comparison against performance indicators and benchmarks. In particular, all adverse events need to be investigated and the results used to implement preventative plans. Quality tools such as root cause analysis, RCA, may be useful for this process. Facilities must be proficient in RCA and have related policies and procedures to support RCA. Plan and execute performance improvement projects, PIPs. A project management methodology is used to implement specific changes identified as part of the QAPI program. PIPs may look at the facility as a whole or focus on a specific problem or type of care or service. PIPs involve chartering the project and team, gathering systematic data to clarify issues, and creating a focused plan with assigned responsibilities, and then implementing and monitoring its progress and success. Perform a systematic analysis and take systemic action to incorporate improvements into clinical practice. Systematic analysis is a method for fully understanding a problem or a proposed change or improvement by looking at it from multiple perspectives. The issue or change is studied to discover the root cause and its effect on the system as a whole. Areas that require more in-depth analysis are also studied using a structured approach. Systemic action refers to making desired changes or improvements that are sustained over time by engaging in continuous learning opportunities, incorporating changes into standard operating procedures and policies, enforcing policies, and monitoring adverse events. Steps for implementing QAPI. Steps to implement QAPI are paraphrased from the CMS's QAPI five elements source as follows. Start with leaders being accountable, held to account, and responsible, actively engaged, for initiating and sustaining the QAPI program. Create a deliberate approach to teamwork. Assess the healthcare facility's quality maturity level, example, with a quality maturity questionnaire. Identify the healthcare facility's guiding principles. Develop the QAPI plan and document it. Conduct an awareness campaign for QAPI. Strategize on how to collect and use the data needed for QAPI measurement. Identify the healthcare facility's gaps and improvement opportunities. Prioritize gap fixes or quality improvement opportunities and charter PIPs. That is, get them scoped and authorized. Plan, execute, and document PIPs. Perform RCA to find systemic areas to address. Take systemic action to address root causes. We will revisit these action steps as we discuss each of the QAPI performance elements and the topics that follow.